Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv. It's been a minute. I'm very happy to be back. And this episode is going to be about showing up for yourself. And that's kind of what I'm doing right now with recording. So what I've learned over my time of not recording or not really being as into my social media as I used to be is that originally when I started this journey, I was showing up for just me and doing things for my own happiness and my own, I guess, what made me think that I was making a difference for myself. And sharing my experiences was a part of that. And also just putting myself out there as a whole was a part of me showing up for myself. But over time, you know, people do have their opinions, which, I mean, everyone's entitled to their own opinions. But I started to notice that I was letting those things kind of get to me in a way and make me backtrack on why I even wanted to start this journey in the first place. And I had to step back and, like, recenter myself because I could continue to do things and take people's advice, which I still do take a lot of things into consideration that people are telling me. But I could also make sure that I figure out what balance is and what showing up for myself looks like. So what I've learned is that showing up for yourself is really just giving yourself the love that you want to receive from other people. And an example of that would be waiting for someone else to do things for you versus you giving yourself that stuff and then other people adding to it. And I know that for some people that might be, you know, self-explanatory, like, it makes sense to automatically do that. But for other people, it's not necessarily the case, especially when people associate love with exchange. And I said that because whenever I was younger, I used to feel like in order for me to receive love, I had to give it wholeheartedly or neglect myself in the process and continue to pour from an empty cup and exhaust myself, essentially. So lately, I've been kind of having no choice but to sit with my thoughts and my viewpoints. And a part of those thoughts and viewpoints is reminding myself that it's okay to take a step back and look at yourself and your life in the direction that you're going and really just paying attention to the present and being present, allowing yourself to be present. I had an issue for a long time with being disconnected from myself, and I've learned that the issue wasn't the disconnect. The issue was being present. I still wanted to hold on to a lot of things from the past version of myself that I'm not even, that's no longer me. And I'm not necessarily paying as much attention to where I am right now. And using that time that I had as a reference point to how much progress I've made. And showing up for yourself is a part of that whole situation, because you're congratulating yourself. You're reminding yourself, hey, this wasn't easy. And you did that. You did it and nobody else could take that away from you. And you deserve to continue to do these things that make you happy in order for you to grow as a person and also to continue to love yourself for who you are in the present moment. I feel like a lot of the times we're hard on ourselves because we don't feel like we're good enough based on comparison to other people. But when you're comparing yourself to yourself, that's a different perspective altogether, because you're able to realize that everything that used to bother you doesn't bother you the same way, and things that you might have been drawn to before, you might not be drawn to them at all now. Like, it might actually turn you off and make you want to, like, go in a completely different direction. And with my podcast is definitely a really good example of that, because whenever I first started, I was like really nervous and didn't really know what to say and how to say it, because I was still trying to get a feel for everything. And the same with my makeup journey. But lately I've just been able to sit back and relax in what I've done and look for ways to improve, and not focusing on the stuff that I want to change about myself, but the stuff that I would love to continue to have as a part of my personality and who I am as an overall person. So showing up for yourself is cooking yourself breakfast, making sure you get enough rest, not overworking yourself because you feel like you have something to prove to yourself or others, knowing when to take a break and let that break actually be a break and not a pause, but just like a complete stop. Just for a couple minutes. It's okay, you're gonna get back to the normal, the usual schedule, but if you're not even completely there mentally for the journey, then it doesn't make sense for you to force it. And it definitely doesn't make sense for you to punish yourself like that, because essentially that's what it is you punishing yourself because you feel like you have to remind those people that might have doubted you or yourself that you might have doubted yourself that you are capable, which you are more than capable. And that's a wonderful thing and a wonderful mindset to have. But you don't have to do all this extra stuff just to prove that you're capable. You can prove that you're capable in other ways that still honors your growth in your journey. I've had the issue of overworking, myself, and not giving myself credit, along with the fact that I've had the issue of just being really hard on myself and my own worst critic, with me feeling like, yeah, that's good, but it could be better. But yes, it could be better. There's always room for improvement, but that doesn't mean that that's not the best that you could have done at that time in your life. And you did the best that you could do in that time. And telling yourself that is also showing appreciation for the things that might make you different from other people, and the things that make you different from who you used to be. Growth and acknowledging your growth is a part of the journey that leads to self-love, and self-love is a consistent journey because you're constantly evolving, so you're constantly having to find new things about yourself to love, which is good, but it's also, it could be bad at the same time because of the obsession with wanting perfection or the obsession with wanting to see the results right away. So you're rushing it and you get to the results and then you're still not happy and you gotta rush through that too until you find whatever makes you happy. But the happiness really comes from the journey and the small steps in that journey that lead up to the bigger picture. It's okay to take your time with things, and it's okay if things may or may not make sense right now, but you have made so much progress, and you should honor yourself and allow only those that honor you and respect you and love you and push you and pour into you to be in your space, and not compromising that at all whatsoever. Because once you lower your standards for how other people treat you, well, how you treat yourself, you're lowering it for how other people can treat you. You're telling yourself that you're gonna accept whatever because it's better than not having anything versus just not having anything and letting that be what it is. But yeah, I just wanted to share that really quick with you guys, and I hope that everybody's been doing good. Like I said, I know it's been a long time since I've posted, but I think I'm ready now, and I've been very patient with myself for the most part as far as just realizing that it's okay to take a break. So everything that I've voiced in this episode, or anything that I've voiced on my podcast in general, is going to be about self-improvement and things that I've personally experienced, because I will not talk about anything that I don't personally know about. But it's also about me kind of making a diary, I guess you could say, and me just sharing the parts of me that I feel that other people might be able to resonate with, because you're not alone and you never have to be alone. But that is all for today. Have a good one. Bye.